Welcome to the NewsHour. Israel intensified its military operations in Gaza's second largest city today, forcing tens of thousands of Palestinians to flee and making it more difficult to deliver aid.
The United Nations says nearly 1.9 million people, or over 80% of Gaza's population, have been displaced by the war, many several times over. They're now crowded into small areas in south and central Gaza, with the humanitarian situation worsening by the day.
Southern Gaza is now the center of the war, and once again, civilians bear the brunt, caught between Hamas hiding among them and Israel's bombardment. In Khan Yunis overnight, Amal Mehdi and her two children were jolted awake by an Israeli airstrike. Sifting through the wreckage, she says they're lucky to be alive.
We were peacefully sleeping, not bothering anyone, asleep. And I have young children, minding our own business. All of a sudden, the bombardment hit us. It was a miracle that we were pulled from under the rubble.
Israel says its troops have fully breached Khan Yunis in what they call a third phase of ground operations, surrounding the house of Gaza's Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar. And the Israel Defense Forces released this rare image of 11 Hamas military commanders, five of whom the IDF says have been killed. But fighting continues in the north. Officials today claimed they discovered the largest weapons cache yet near a school in Gaza City. Palestinians, meanwhile, are being pushed into rapidly shrinking spaces. Mohammed Hamel fled his home in the north.
They told us to go to the south because it is safe. Nothing will happen to you there. No place is safe in Gaza.
In the overcrowded Nasser Hospital, 11-year-old Saba Magnum, with an injured arm, frantically searches for her father. Her younger siblings collapse into tears when he's found. They're told that he's just injured his leg, but they cling to their father, injured in an airstrike at a Khan Yunis school.
We were at the school. They hit us twice. It landed on us and on my father. Then they all got injured.
5-year-old Amir was there.
I went into the classroom and went to play with my friend. Then suddenly I heard a sound going boom, and we ran. Father, a big rock fell on father, hit him here, and a big rock fell on me here.
Hospitals elsewhere have become funeral grounds. Mourners gathered outside this facility in Deir al-Balah, reciting prayers beside dozens of bodies lining the street. According to Doctors Without Borders, hospitals are running critically low on fuel and medical supplies, with some 200 wounded brought in every day. At the nearby UN distribution center, crowds desperate for food waited hours for a small portion of flour. Om Hussein says she's risking her life to provide for her family.
The way they are gathering here, if there was bombing right now, how many martyrs would we have? There should be food distribution centers in every area. I didn't get anything. Where am I supposed to go?
There is a heightened risk of atrocity crimes.
In Geneva today, the UN's human rights chief, Volker Türk, described the situation in Gaza as apocalyptic.
Some 1.9 million out of the 2.2 million Palestinians have been displaced and are being pushed into ever diminishing and extremely overcrowded places in southern Gaza in unsanitary and unhealthy conditions. And humanitarian aid is again virtually cut off as fears of widespread disease and hunger spread.
Meanwhile, the future of post-war Gaza remains uncertain. After a report that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said he would be willing to assume governance, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posted, quote, "Those who educate their children for terrorism, finance terrorism, and support terrorist families will not be able to rule Gaza after eliminating Hamas." Whatever happens next, Gazans like Mai Salim are determined to stay there. Sheltering in a tent city less than a mile from the Egyptian border, she says she'd rather die than move any further.
For us, this is the last stop. After that, if they want to forcibly displace us, we will not leave. They can kill us right here, but we will not leave our land and our entire lives. We will not do that.